Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Mike Abramowitz from Better Than Rich. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Seth.
We are excited to have you. Let's go back in time just a little bit. How did you get started?
How did I get started with life? My mom and dad, what they did was, no, I'm just kidding. I got started in business. 16 years old, I bought a vending machine and I filled it with candy bars and I would throw parties in my house, put condoms in there as well. And I would have my older sibling's friend buy a keg and then I would turn a couple $100 profit from a party that I threw in high school. So that was my first experience in entrepreneurship. That paved away when I went to college, started selling Cutco kitchen knives as a freshman in college, as I was paying my way through college with my industrial engineering degree and funded my education, selling Cutco, invested in real estate, had my first house when I was 20, had three rental properties by the time I graduated college. And from there, that was the foundation for what kind of got me the bug, along with seeing my dad own a plumbing business. He's an ambitious guy. He's 83 years old, still works 6 days a week in his plumbing business. So between witnessing the loved ones around me in entrepreneurship and getting a taste of it in sales, and then also my vending machine experiences in high school, that's the origin story.
Awesome. So how did you branch out from real estate to what you're doing now? I'm sure there's a journey there.
There's a very much a journey there, Seth. I'll tell the story and then we could park in whatever direction makes the most sense. Selling Cutco led me to a career position within Cutco. So I became a district manager and a sales manager with the company, being in charge of recruiting students to do what I did as a college kid. So for the last 20 years, I trained over 5,000 young people to do what I did as a college kid. And that generated just under $20 million in sales. So the process in sales management was awesome. But however, it was a grind because the market collapsed in real estate. I lost my rental properties. I was negative $130,000 in debt. I had a 400 credit score. So working in my direct sales office was grinding just to make my money back from the losses that I had in real estate. So I call it the valley of my 20s because I was grinding and working, but it was taking a hit on my relationship that ended after 7 years. It took a hit on my health. Unhealthy eating habits started. So I was constantly working in the business and it was compromising my personal life. So I went circa 2012, I went to my first Tony Robbins event. I walked across fire. And at that event, he said, "My mess is my message." And from there, that was the birthplace of my first book that I launched. I spent 300 hours speaking in the Pinellas County School District. I spoke to about 20 or 30,000 students to craft what that message was and turned that into my first book. That also led into 9 different books that I have and led into a passion project called PB&J for Tampa Bay, where we provided over 100,000 sandwiches to less fortunate in the Tampa Bay area. So it was fantastic. I was speaking and book signing and influencing and sharing my message while running my direct sales office still. But the challenge was I had no time freedom for a relationship. And all of this was under the umbrella so I could retire at 40, be a family man with a business because my dad wasn't as present as I would like him to be. And I wanted time freedom. So 2016, I hired a business coach when I was ready to propose to my now wife. And I said, I'm going to make some changes. And that business coach had experience in corporate. He helped scale a company in India from 6 million to 30 million with a staff of 1,400 underneath him. He left that company to come back to the States to teach small business owners how to corporatize their small business. I was one of his students and clients. So he helped me figure out how I could remove myself as a bottleneck from my direct sales business. So 2016, 2019 or so, it was all under the umbrella of how can I work from home? How could I be a present dad? How could I be a present husband? And then COVID hits. It was like all systems go. And we provided over 1,000 jobs that year. We did $2.5 million in sales. We absolutely crushed it because we were equipped to work from home in the direct sales business. And my wife and I took an 18-day road trip during that time frame while we were doing $100,000 sales weeks. It was awesome. The short, that's like a long short version. I do want to click on this though. The big test happened, Seth, in New Year's Eve of 2020 is when our son was born. And my son was born at 1 pound, 4 ounces. So he was 26 weeks, came premature. And I didn't know how long we were going to be in the hospital with him, but we were in the hospital in the NICU for 254 days, so 8.5 months. Wow. And during that time, my business ran without me because of those systems I put in, still yielding $250,000 in revenue and six figures in profits without me there. So when we got out of the NICU, my wife had to stop her corporate job, paying her 80 grand a year to become a full-time medical mom. And I had to figure out how to replace her income. So I called my coach and I said, do you think we could teach other business owners how to do what you taught me, which is to remove myself from the business and the business could still run without me? He said, let's find out. And that's the birthplace of what we do now at Better Than Rich, where we've now helped hundreds of business owners buy back time through AI-powered delegation and systems and predictability in their business so they could spend time on what matters most to them. Not necessarily to be in a hospital like I was, but maybe to be tech-free on a vacation or be present with their kid's softball game or something like that. So it's been really helpful and impactful in that regard.
That is an absolutely incredible journey. And I'm sure the longer version is in a book somewhere. And if it isn't, it should be. Our daughter was born preemie as well, not as preemie as your child. We were only blessed to be in the NICU for a week and a half, and it was the longest week or so of our lives. I love that you have made your journey into your message into helping others. So when you said, I want to go back to something, you said something about you did $2 million when you weren't there. Was that $2 million in your Cutco business, or was that $2 million in a different business?
No, that was in my Cutco business, $2.5 million in sales. We ended up, really crushing. We had five different locations. And from those five locations, we did just right at about $2.5 million, provided about 1,000 positions that we filled to generate that.
That is absolutely incredible. So what are some of the systems and processes like that you needed to make that business run without you?
A couple of things. We had to McDonaldify the business. So that way, offshore assistants and incompetent, like 18 to 20 year olds, can create predictability with something that was simple. So I had to take things that were complicated and make them simple. A couple of things included our interview process and our recruiting and hiring process. So installing videos, installing scheduling tools like Calendly, like this is before it was cool, using Zoom for our interviews. So that way people didn't have to drive to and from. So I was using Zoom in 2017 before it was a cool thing to do. So these are a couple of things, putting these videos on alerting management software. We use Thinkific. So that way it's a predictable, so it could be a video of me and I don't have to rely on somebody else to be as good as me reading scripts and teaching them scripts. Our interview process, posting ads on Indeed as an example, taking these new hires for internal talent and taking them through, there would be a phrase that says something like, respond, email me your resume, but make the subject line, I read all the instructions. And then at the very bottom, it says something like 90% of people will not be considered for the position because they won't follow the instructions. So if the subject line didn't say, I read the instructions, they're automatically not considered for the position as an example. So like putting in some predictability with hiring and recruiting our talent, predictability with training and onboarding our new recruits, taking them through onboarding sequences that were very simple and predictable, opening up our WhatsApp internal communication channels. So instead of me being the bottleneck, Seth, something that some people have done, they made this same mistake I did, is give their personal cell phone number out to all the different parties. So I had 1,000 clients who bought Cutco from me. I had my new recruits, and then I had my current team all have my same cell phone number. So I was constantly the bottleneck. So to remove me, creating a cloud phone number and also internal communication channel. We use WhatsApp for this business. Now we use Slack, but having a different channel and having my virtual assistant team inside those channels so they can source and provide resources to the team without me being there. And then I would just hop on during my business hours that I would have those boundaries protecting. These are just a couple of examples. Last one would be, now recently, AI-powered virtual assistants have been amazing. Making sure that my virtual assistant team knows how to use AI to write in my tone, to handle my inbox, manage my calendar, manage all my social media platforms, how to do podcast production, get me on podcast shows as an example. Everything that AI can do, I want my virtual assistants to be trained on. So it's AI powered delegation, so they could be that much more effective and more efficient. Again, just riffing here, going fast, but there's a lot I could talk about on this.
That is absolutely fantastic. And it's one thing to do it for yourself, it's another to help others do it, which you've obviously done. Can you share some of the magical transformations you've been able to help business owners make by going through a process like the one that you've created?
First one immediately comes to mind is Andrea Bryant. She runs a home staging company. She was an educator for 20 something years. So she didn't really understand business, but she wanted out of education. So just grinding, she created a six-figure home staging company in Tampa and did a really good job. But the problem was she had really bad arthritis in her hands. So she's like carrying furniture and all these things that she's using her hands for. So she hired us to install systems into her business and also bring in virtual assistants and support her with her marketing and whatnot. Within 2 years, she has now 3x'd her revenue and is now down to 20 hours a week. She has a full staff and a full team in place, and she has now bought back her time. We call her time rich. So it's been really cool for us to be able to see what did she actually do. It's a lot of what we talked about, leveled up her marketing. She was just recently featured on Zombie Flippers, which was cool to get that gig for her. But that's just one example. Another example, Tamara, she runs a mental health company. She was losing about $50,000 to $60,000 a month when she first reached out to us. So we figured out why. Her training and onboarding period was 6 weeks. So she was putting her staff on payroll before they even did any work for her company. So they were just milking 6 weeks of pay to not do any work. So we cut that down to a 2-day training period to start having them do work right away. And that way they could start meeting with clinicians and patients right away. Just that small, simple tweak, and then added on a couple of things. Within 7 months, it went from a negative $60,000 a month to a positive $130,000 a month. And she just had back-to-back seven-figure years. And now we're looking to create some scalability to that. So that way she could also get that time freedom and that time richness that Andrea's got. A couple quick examples right off the top of my mind in totally different industries, but similar problems, which is I was the bottleneck. I didn't see a way around it. How could I install systems to buy back time and remove me from the business so I can work on the business versus in the business?
Awesome. Those are fantastic. Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
This avatar is me. So what I love best is giving them an opportunity to be present with what matters most to them. I love that I get to take my son to school or pick him up if I choose. I love that last year in 2023, I took 9 full weeks off without technology, without a phone, 3-week road trip with my family, took him to Disney, did a Disney cruise. And then I had a couple of dad retreats with Front Row Dads that I'm in. So I could spend time with myself. I could spend time with my brothers. I could spend time with my family and still have a thriving business around it. That's what matters to me. And my brothers and sisters on this entrepreneurship journey, they deserve to have that freedom as well. Because for me, 10 years ago, it wasn't this case. I already shared that origin story. Like I was working my ass off all the time, nonstop. And to go 10 years later to not have that and to be an accredited investor and to do these things where my business creates revenue and the revenue creates passive income. And then that passive income buys me money and the business buys me time so I can have 3x freedom. That's amazing. So I want that for other business owners that are high earners that deserve to buy back their time and spend that time on what matters most to them.
That is a beautiful vision. With all the success you've achieved, what's your biggest challenge now?
Right now, our challenge is scaling, going from where we were our first year. We were testing the marketplace and just trying to figure out who we're serving and then how we were serving them. And that was in 2021 when I called my coach, and now he's my business partner. And that was like led us into 2022. 2022 to 2023, we grew from 200K to 600K by getting a little bit more clarity in the marketplace. And now that we're there, we're pacing for 7 figures in our third year. The question is, how do we scale that into a company that can sustain itself without me doing stuff that I'm doing. So I love what I'm doing, which is I've done 60 podcast guest appearances since September. I love doing this market research and brand development. My business partner's doing client fulfillment and operations. But now it's how do we create the predictability in year three so the company can scale and grow without us as we look to get to eight figures within the next 5 years.
That is awesome. For our folks who are watching and listening and want to learn more, who is an ideal client for you?
I call him Henry, a high earner that's not time rich yet, who also owns a business and has a family. So if they're a high earner, not time rich yet, they have a business, they have a family, and they want to reinvest time to what matters most to them and buy back some of their time, I would love to have a conversation to see how could we first start off with a time audit. What is their time worth? It's probably going to be worth $100 to $200 an hour. Then it's like, how can we figure out what are the low valued administrative tasks that we need to offload as fast as possible, that bottom 20%? How do we do that so they could focus on the high value tasks? We remove the low value tasks. And then from there, how do we create some predictability in their business? And I'm doing free 90-day delegation planning sessions so we could help them buy back. If I could help them buy back 10 hours a week in the next 90 days, I think that's a win. And I feel like very confident I could do that in a conversation. So betterthanrich.com/90-day plan, 90-day plan. So betterthanrich.com/90-day plan. I also have a time audit workbook I'll give them along with that planning session. So that I would love to offer that to anyone who would benefit.
Awesome. We greatly appreciate that and your very valuable time. This has been Seth Green with Mike Abramowitz. Mike, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening. Make sure you go check out that offer from Mike and we will talk to you or see you next time.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.